And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 27th of February. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Tyne 1006, expected Humber 1015 by 1800 Thursday. Low 250 miles west of Fitzroy 1011, expected Trafalgar 1010 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, west or southwest 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. North at Cirrha, south at Cirrha. Variable 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, Cromarty 4th. Cyclonic, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5, showers, good. Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic, becoming north later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Rain or showers, fog patches at first in east. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, but very poor at first in east. Humber, Thames. West, veering north or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest 4 to 6, veering north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, mainly good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, cyclonic, mainly southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic, becoming east or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sol, east or northeast 3 to 5, rain or showers, moderate or good. Lundy Fastnet, north or northwest 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Squally showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Irish Sea, north or northwest 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Squally showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Shannon, northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin Hebrides. West or northwest, backing southwest later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Rockall. Showers, squally at times, moderate or good. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Bailey. Showers, squally or wintry at times, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, northwest 3, recent rain, 16 miles, 1015, rising more slowly. Stornoway, southwest 3, 14 miles, 1013, rising. Lerwick, southwest 5, recent rain, 22 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, west by south 2, 13 miles, 1011, rising. Aberdeen, north 1, 6 miles, 1012, rising. Lucas, west, northwest 2, 13 miles, 1012, rising. Boomer, north, northwest 3, rain, 11 miles, 1011, rising. Bridlington, northwest by west 2, 1008, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west 6, 11 miles, 1012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1014. St Catherine's Point Automatic, west 5, 1015, rising more slowly. Jersey, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 6, 5 miles, 1018. Scilly Automatic, northwest by north 4, 14 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest 5, slight rain, 19 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Aberporth, northwest by north 7, slight rain, 16 miles, 1014, rising. Valley, north by west 4, recent rain, 22 miles, 1014, rising quickly. Liverpool Crosby, north northwest 4, mist, 2 miles, 1012, rising. Valentia, north by east 2, 16 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest by north 3, 24 miles, 1014, rising quickly. Malin Head, northwest by north 5, 11 miles, 1016, rising. Now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. Low pressure will move east across the North Sea, bringing further rain or blustery showers to many eastern areas at first. High pressure will build in from the southwest through Thursday to bring lighter winds and a good deal of fair weather by Friday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest 3 to 5, showers, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north or northwest, backing west later 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Showers becoming fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west 4 to 6, veering north or northwest 3 to 5. Showers then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 4 to 6, veering north 3 or 4 later. Showers becoming fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 5 to 7, veering north or northwest 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 4 later. Showers becoming fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, squally at first, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North or northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, perhaps squally at first, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, northwest 4 or 5, backing west or northwest 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. North or northwest 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, backing westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northwest, backing west or southwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west or southwest, 4 to 6. Occasionally 3 in shelter. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles, west or southwest, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day here on Radio 4. In a moment, we'll be joining the World Service, but Radio 4 will be back, as ever, at 20 past 5. Thank you so much for listening with me tonight. I'm Amanda Litherland, and I'm here at Broadcasting House in London. I hope that wherever it is you are, the rest of your night is a very peaceful one. It's a good night from me, or as we say on the Isle of Man, Evie.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in the world's two largest democracies, the United States and India. Coming up, we're talking about Donald Trump's favourite word, tariffs, as he threatens the EU with them.
They don't accept our cars. They don't accept essentially our farm products. They use all sorts of reasons why not. And we accept everything of them. And we have about a $300 billion deficit with the European Union.
So, what will this mean for the global economy?
An escalation, really, of this global trade war and all of this, seemingly the next key date to look out for is April 2nd.
And we'll look at what it means for the European car companies.
The car industry is suffering in Europe, so the American market, obviously, is very important.
First, though, the latest BBC News.
This is Danielle Yawovietska with the BBC News. Hello. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners are being freed by Israel. Buses have taken some to Ramallah in the occupied West Bank, where huge crowds were gathered. In return, Hamas has released the bodies of four Israeli hostages in Gaza. The exchange marks the end of the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire deal. What happens next is unclear, as Sebastian Usher in Jerusalem explains.
This was set out as a three-phase deal. Phase two would see the release of all the remaining Israeli hostages, alive or dead. It would see Israeli troops withdraw fully from Gaza and an end to the current hostilities there. But there are still big differences between Hamas and Israel over this. The Israeli government essentially does not want Hamas to play any role in Gaza. That's something that Hamas has so far rejected. Those are the issues that negotiators have to get to grips with. The fact that they haven't even started those discussions doesn't raise hopes that this next phase will be able to go smoothly.
The Trump administration has revoked an agreement which allowed Venezuela to export some of its oil to the United States, despite sanctions. Mr. Trump said President Nicolas Maduro hadn't fulfilled promises to take back deported migrants. More details from Leonardo Rocha.
This is the first major sign of hostility from the new US administration towards Venezuela's socialist government. Relations between President Nicolas Maduro and Donald Trump had so far been surprisingly smooth. Venezuela freed American prisoners last month and even agreed to cooperate with Washington on migration. But Mr. Trump now claims Caracas hasn't lived up to its promises. The concession enabling the American company Chevron to extract Venezuelan oil was approved in 2022 by the former Biden administration.
The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has arrived.